What are the invisible threads that weave us all together, creating lasting bonds and relationships across time and space? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews three new books about far-flung families and the ties that bind. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. There's been lots of buzz about The Correspondent, a debut novel by Virginia Evans. It's a novel in letters centering on a rather cantankerous 70-something in Annapolis named Sybil Van Antwerp. Retired from a longtime post as chief clerk to a judge, Sybil's life is now quite solitary. Her adult children live abroad, and a third child died when he was 8, a loss still very much on her mind. Her days are filled with gardening, reading, long walks, and letter writing. Among her correspondents are her brother, sister-in-law, children, former work associates, old friends and neighbors, as well as authors, including Joan Didion, Ann Patchett, and Larry McMurtry. Though she has no shortage of opinions and advice for others, there are problems in her closest relationships, which she's been avoiding rather than address. But that will have to change. Meanwhile, she also finds herself dealing with not one, but two smitten suitors. The Correspondent is a fun and compelling read, which I liked quite a bit more than other books in what a friend of mine called the cranky old person school of literature. Palaver by Brian Washington also focuses on a troubled relationship between a mother and an adult child, here known only as the mother and the son. Fleeing homophobia in his Texas hometown, the son has lived for the past 12 years in Japan, in a Tokyo neighborhood famous for having the highest concentration of gay bars in the world. Though it's been 3 years since he last spoke to his mother, after yet another long night in the pub, he calls her, and a few weeks later, she shows up on his doorstep. The pair spend 2 strained weeks together, finally talking, but never quite communicating, constantly tripping over the shoals of their difficult past. Palaver is permeated by a deep affection for the city of Tokyo, its cuisine, its mass transit, its look and feel. Chapters are separated by the author's own black and white photographs. As always, Brian Washington writes beautifully about food. Even his very basic menu descriptions are enough to incite ravenous hunger. Eventually, one of them set a plate of papaya salad in front of the mother. It was followed by a tin of green curry, a plate of fried sardines, a crisped oyster omelet drowning in herbs, bowls of rice, and a tiny dish of pickles. Oh my, let's go to Tokyo right now. And then there's Deeper Than the Ocean by Mirta Ojito. With atmospheric settings in Spain, the Canary Islands, and Cuba, this boldly imagined debut traces the path of Cuban-American journalist Mara Dennis as she searches for the truth of her ancestry, alongside the troubled journey of her great-grandmother Catalina, both profoundly shaped by the sea and by the mother-child bond. Alternating chapters follow Catalina from her birth in the Canary Islands on a silkworm plantation through a youthful affair, an arranged marriage, and an ill-fated voyage to Cuba aboard the Valvanera, a real steamship that went down in a hurricane off the coast of Key West in 1919. Generations later, as Mara digs into Catalina's life, she contends with a series of mysteries, including the fact that Catalina's name was missing from the Valvanera's manifest for that voyage. Isabel Allende fans, this one's for you.
The books are The Correspondent by Virginia Evans, Palaver by Brian Washington, and Deeper Than the Ocean by Mirta Ojita. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.